David Wayne here as Monitor continues. Our nomination for Sign of the Week goes to that plea posted in front of a small family-run gas station wedged between two shiny modern service stations on a highway in North Carolina. The sign reads, "Help fight poverty, buy here." Now, Mel Taylor's orchestra with a rich arrangement of Young Man, Old Man. This is Monitor 66 covering the weekend world and all things topical, musical, and comical. The emphasis will be on comedy this half hour with Bill Cosby demonstrating the art and famous straight man Jack Albertson defining it. No shortage of music, however, and here's Joe Harnell's Take Five to get us rolling. Thank you. Now, Monitor on stage. Star performance is recorded live at leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls throughout the world. Right now, our star is comedian and actor Bill Cosby.
I am not from New York City. I was born in Philadelphia, raised in Philadelphia, educated in Philadelphia. And for those of you that, if you plan to come into New York at any time soon, don't bring a lot of money with you. It's the greatest city in the world. You can get all the entertainment you want for only 15 cents. Ride any of the subway trains that they have here. It's marvelous. Not only will they take you where you want to go and bring you back, but they go out of their way to entertain you. They put a nut in every car. You get on any subway car, some nut will stand up. The Lord will kill you if you don't sit down here. I saw a three-act show from West 4th Street up to 125th Street. First act was this woman that went around condemning everyone. She got off at 23rd Street. She was so great, we gave her a standing ovation. She got back on, did an encore up to 34th Street. At 34th Street, she was replaced by 200 high school kids who went through the car, cut up the seats and the people. Well, while I was enjoying this, I figured I'd go and look at the next car and see if they had a show going, and they did. They had a group participation show going, where everybody in the car was trying to pull in this one guy who had his leg caught in the doorway. So I just dollied back into my car, and I saw that a crowd had just a crowd grouped around, and I saw these arms flailing and all this noise. And what I thought was a karate demonstration turned out to be two old ladies taking a seat from a wino. So the old ladies and the kids all did a high kick off at 81st Street, and on came one wino, and he talked to the other, and the guy nudged me, and he said, "These are the stars of the car. They come on every time." And they talked to each other, and the whole thing was titled Incoherency. The one wino looked at the other and said, You went on the motorcycle when the cab was rigged when I read cycling, you were the same as the river out of there.
Well, sports, you can't lie, badges, and stag and roll bridges, and I got to go.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question.
Go ahead, sport.
Did you run over the motorcycle when the cab was hacked when they was reading and riding something with the home dragon?
No.
So, I talked to him after the show was over. And I said, "I think you guys are really great. Where do you go from here?"
And he said, "Well, one by one, they take us over to the Greyhound bus station, and they let us announce where the buses are going."
See,
you know, it's bus leaving on station number 7-4, Rebusack, Harbor-Sober, Sack, and North Greenville Highway.
Monitor on stage, and that was Bill Cosby. Meanwhile, this is Barbara Streisand.
Gotta move. Gotta get out. Gotta leave this place. Gotta find some place. Some other place. Some brand new place. Some place where each face that I see won't be staring back at me, telling me what to be and how to be it. Some place where I can just be me. Gotta move, gotta get out, gotta leave this town, find some town, some big new town, some bright new town, some new town, new places, new lights, and most of all, some new faces. Gotta find a man. About where I go, a man who will ask how I learned what I know, a man who will know that you've got to be free, a man who will know what to choose. Let me be. Gotta move, gotta get out, gotta change my life, gotta find. maybe when I find me that new place, maybe I'll
where the weekend action is, where in the next 15 minutes we'll have music by Cy Coleman, Jordan Christopher, and Percy Faith. In other words, you're on the Monitor Beacon. Monitor, back with you. David Wayne here. And this is Cy Coleman's orchestra and chorus and The Rhythm of Life. Monitor reflects the rhythm of weekend life around the nation and the world, and tomorrow, Barry Nelson will be your host for the Sunday afternoon spin. On the guest list, actress Rosalind Russell, who will discuss religion in this ecumenical age. Al Capp will have his usual pungent comments. There'll be comedy by Nichols and Mabe, Bob Newhart, and Jonathan Winters. Plenty of sports coverage by Joe Garagiola. Arlene Francis will offer gift suggestions for the bride-to-be. And there'll be lots of the most popular music around the country, news, entertainment, and information. Dial Monitor and host Barry Nelson tomorrow afternoon, whether you're in the car or the kitchen.
Over icy sea, I'll take with me the warmth of thee, a taste of honey, a taste much sweeter of honey. taste more sweeter than wine. His kiss was honey, a taste more bitter than wine. I will return, I'll come back for the honey and you. I'll come back for the honey and you. Come running back for the honey.
The voice of Jordan Christopher on monitor. The two basics of entertainment are comedy and tragedy. Of these two, performers and critics alike will generally agree that comedy is the harder one to perform well. A man who has worked in comedy for many years is Jack Albertson, straight man for some of the greatest comedians of all time. Jack grew up in comedy, learned his techniques by constant trial and error, repetition, and by listening to the advice of the great comics with whom he worked. He recalls all this and more as he talks with Monitor reporter Betty Grobley.
Jack, what I'd like to find out from you is what you've learned from each of these fantastic comedians. Let's take, for instance, Bert Lahr, having worked with him.
Bert is an extremely funny man, but he is, he worries a good deal off stage. And he's constantly thinking about his image on stage, how it will project, how the things will work out. And Bert is a very ardent rehearsal performer. He likes to rehearse and rehearse and rehearse so that everything can be cut right down to the bone, and it's very definite.
Mm.
He prefers not to have any ad-libbing or anything go
unplanned.
Awry. Yes.
And what about Burl?
Well, I spent 3 years with Milton, and I have the scars to prove it. And I must say that Milton was one of the great influences in my professional career. Milton is a master showman. He knows many facets of the field. And from him, I learned a good deal about timing and pacing and projection. Milton would constantly push you in or away from the mic because he felt that the voice was not on the proper level. He would tell you that a line, for example, had to be placed together. If, for instance, you were doing, let's take an old joke, like, who was that lady I saw you with last night? And you would say, that was no lady. Pause. That was my wife. And Milton would scream, no, no, no. It must be said all at once because the impact, the shock impact. That was no lady. That was my wife.
When?
And away you've got it. Now, there are many ways of delivering a line in comedy. And the shock impact brings the most explosive laugh because you hit them very sharply and the laugh is released almost instantaneously.
Mm-hmm. What about Silver? It's Phil Silver.
Well, Phil, as you have gathered, was my first partner. We met up in the Catskill Mountains, and we decided to do an act together after the season was over. We enjoyed working with one another. Phil, as you know, also plays the clarinet, and I started really in vaudeville as a hoofer and was a pretty good one. And for our pièce de résistance, Phil played the clarinet, and I did a little soft shoe dance. And we didn't always stop the show. On occasion, we slowed it up a little. But in general, we did quite well.
Jack, now we've mentioned these comedians with whom you have worked. Are they primarily pretty serious guys off stage?
During the projection of a show, or rather in the rehearsal period and the formative stages, you know, writing and building the comic areas, they are extremely serious, because comedy is a very serious business. I've done a tremendous amount of research on comedy, having been a straight man for so long. And having been a straight man, I attribute a good deal of my ability to time speeches and laughs, etc. And I found that, strangely enough, that while many comics are quite pleasant and kind people, a lot of their reasons for being in the comedy field stem from the fact that they had an unhappy childhood or they were very shy and introverted. And this was a form of aggressive hostility. In other words, if you say something, you beat somebody else with a punch, you then avoid ridicule
yourself.
Towards yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And there are the two types that I'm constantly referring to. There's the masochistic type of humor and the sadistic. The sadistic one is the one which downgrades the opponent, you know. It says, this girl was so thin, if she took a glass of tomato juice, she looked like a thermometer, you know, that kind of thing. The other one is the masochistic form of humor in which you are the butt of all the jokes. And the jokes generally are bounced off you. And the audience, of course, reacts because they sympathize with you. And this is a very important factor in doing comedy, is to gain the audience sympathy. The comic should at all times be the kind of a person that the audience likes. And I think Chaplin, of course, was the greatest example of the little man constantly battling the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the audience, if you'll examine his comedy, you'll find that I would say 75 to 80% of it was actually a great deal of pathos.
We've been talking with Jack Albertson, who is touring, and most successfully so in
the original cast.
The original cast, yes. The subject was roses. And this is Betty Grobley in Washington, and the subject is Monitor.
This is Percy Faith's orchestra playing Let's Hang On, and I wish we could, but we can't. The time for parting has come, but I'll tolerate no tears. There's plenty of good listening directly ahead from your local NBC station, and if you happen to be in the southeastern section of Tennessee, that station is WDEF Chattanooga. So until next time, this is David Wayne with fond wishes and good night.
This is Monitor with over 10 years of service to the NBC radio audience. The Green Berets, a best-selling book by Robin Moore on Special Forces activities in the Vietnam War. Here the author discusses his views on Do We Belong in Vietnam with Donald Duncan, former member of the Green Berets and military editor of Ramparts magazine. Listen Saturday night at 10:30 on WNBC's telephone poll with Brad Crandall.